Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Good morning. We are going to talk about today abundant holidays. And we're going to get super comfy because abundant holidays are about feeling into the holidays, to really being with the present moment during the holidays. So with that being said, I am making myself comfortable today in my cute little, I don't know if you can fully see this, but it says, have a holly dolly Christmas. And I've got my cute little mug here that says Meowie Christmas. And it just feels really good. And it feels really comfortable. And it feels really nurturing. And it feels like I'm taking this time with you today in this moment to just be, right? Because the thing about the holidays is we try to jam-pack so much into them while we already have a busy schedule. So it's no wonder that like January rolls around and we're asked by a coworker or a family member or a friend and they're like, well, so how was your holiday season? And we say, it was good. Yeah, it was good. And we paused because we're not really fully sure. It was such a whirlwind, right? Did I have a good time? How did I feel? Most of the time, we're not asking ourselves those questions. What actually happens is our brain goes in and it says, did we get everything done? Yeah, we did. Success. Perfect. And now we're here. And now we've got all this other stuff to do now that you've come back from vacation and you're, you know, in the real world again with whatever you're having to do back to your normal busy schedule without the holidays, right? With that being said, I invite you to take this time right now for yourself fully. So if that means, you know, putting your phone to the side or shutting your door in your house or your office while you watch this, whether you're live or you're watching it later, I invite you to start to practice in this holiday season, because you know we're in full swing already, to just be, to give yourself the permission to just be in this moment with me, but more importantly, with yourself. I'm going to ask us to close our eyes if that feels comfortable today and just take any movements in your body that feels good, just tapping in, seeing the sensations that are occurring and maybe what could be moved, what could feel a little bit better today in your body. And I'm going to ask you to start taking some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And it feels good today, maybe even make an audible sigh. Feeling your body fully releasing when you let that sigh go. Or inhale. Oh, good. You can literally feel your whole body just melting into the chair. Or melting into the ground, wherever you are, just allowing all of that energy that you've had thus far today to just melt into the ground, just become centered. And I'm just gonna be here with you for a minute. Silently. as we become silent, we actually hear much better. We hear from our bodies. We hear from our thoughts. We hear from our heart. We hear from the divine. And we are present in this moment to all that is occurring, all that we are, all that the day has to offer. We're just here, not having to do anything, but just simply being with it. As you go throughout this holiday season, I hope that you come back to your breath, to this stillness that's available to you and is inside of you. Knowing that it's always here for you to tap into. I invite you to take one more deep inhale. Let it out any way that you feel good. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Well, hello. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully you enjoyed that bit of silence, a little bit of meditation. Meditation can be so quick, right? We don't have to take, 20, 30 minutes to meditate. We can simply take 2 minutes to just close our eyes and tap into ourselves, tap into this present moment, right? Because again, I don't know if you're anything like me, but when it comes to the holiday season, previously, I went into like do mode right away. Like, and society does this with us too, right? Even before Thanksgiving, the holidays are prevalent, right? People are already, putting out the different invitations and things like that for December that they're inviting you to. There's Christmas ornaments and present wrap and that kind of thing in the stores before Thanksgiving, right? It's so like a runway almost to, hey, the holidays aren't here, but they're coming. They're coming. Hey, they're coming. And so even before Thanksgiving, and sometimes now even before Halloween, we're already starting to think about the end of the year, right? In the holiday season, we're already projecting ourselves into the holiday season when we actually have so much joy and presence that could be available to us prior to that, right? And then if we're already seeing that in the beginning of October, and we're thinking about the end of the year already, we're skipping almost 3 months of our lives, right? But I used to do this all the time. Guilty, right? I used to make lists, and my lists were like mega lists. So they weren't just like, get a Christmas tree, put up a Christmas tree. It was like segments. So it was like everything that had to do with presents, or everything that had to do with Christmas tree, or travel, or parties, right? And then I would have like subgroups underneath it, right? Where I'd write, go and buy the Christmas tree, decorate the Christmas tree, put all the ornaments on, fix the ornaments from last year that I didn't have available at the time and now need to be fixed, right? And we're already putting this busyness into our already busy schedule. It's not like we all get the month of December off to just be in the holidays, right? We've got all this other stuff going on. All the demands of our lives are continuing. And then on top of this, we have all these other expectations laid upon us, right? And here's the thing. While you can live that way, you can do that. You don't have to, right? You can say, no, I don't choose to do any of that this year. Or you can relook at the things that are serving you that bring you real joy and then drop the other things, right? I think oftentimes because it's such a societal norm and because we were brought up a certain way that says when Christmas rolls around, these are the traditions that you do and that you carry on with your families. And there's no room for creating anything different or creating space for yourself to say no to some of these things, right? Sometimes we're so ingrained in the tradition that we don't even see there's another way of being, that there's another state of being, right? We're just constantly in that do, do, do. And again, by the end of the day, we're like, what did I even do today? Like, it's such a blur, right? Let alone how am I feeling? Am I regulated in my nervous system? Like, how do I feel? Is there like a lot of extra pressure and a lot of extra stress because of all these things that I'm supposed to do around the holidays, right? And there's another way. And that's called the abundance way. That's the abundant holidays that we're talking about today, right? I want you to think about the opportunity to set down the list and set down the doing and really feel into how is it that I actually want to feel during this season. And in fact, I'm going to invite you to grab a piece of paper, grab your journal if you have one that you use normally. And I want you, and I'll do this with you, because here's the thing. When we are really intentional about how we want to feel, or we're really intentional about how we want to be, right? We are more apt, our brains are more apt to become aware of when we are not feeling that way and kind of move us back into what our intention actually is. And energetically, when you set an intention, then you are more on board with that and aligning your energy to that intention, right? This is part of what manifestation is all about. And so in a way, if it's your desire to have a more abundant holiday, you can do that, right? That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about manifesting abundance in your holidays, creating abundant holidays. So that starts with this intention. Hopefully that was enough time for you to get a pen and some paper. And we're going to take like a minute and a half to 2 minutes of just writing out how it is you want to feel during the holidays. So I'm going to do this with you. And I'm going to apologize now that Instagram does that thing where if you put on background music and they recognize it, they push you off of Instagram Live. So just pretend there's some sweet music in the background. Maybe I'll sing for you. Okay, hopefully that one's enough for you. And hopefully you like the little humming. So if you're just joining us, we wrote down just now, we took a couple of minutes to write down how do we want to feel during this holiday season? Not what we want to do, but how we actually want to feel. The other thing that comes into this is this idea that everything has to be perfect, right? Oftentimes during the holidays, especially if we are the one hosting things, whether that be parties, whether that be holiday dinners, whatever it is, right? We often busy ourselves with things like ensuring that the house is spotless or that every individual that's coming to your house has their favorite drink available or their favorite coffee or creamer or dish that they like, right? And so we can consume ourselves with finding the perfect things for them when in actuality, they are not coming because you have their favorite coffee or their favorite creamer. Or because your house is so damn clean, right? They're coming for you. They're coming to spend time with you. They're bringing their presence, their beingness, and they're wanting to share it with you. And so imperfection and perfection go hand in hand with the holidays because we don't give ourselves the permission to be imperfect. We feel like these days are so special that it has to be perfect. And we drive ourselves crazy because, again, not only are we busy with all the other things that we have to do, now we have to be essentially perfect in this particular way and in this particular, as we're hosting, right? And there's no room for your real beingness, right? There's no room for real connection because when you're trying to be perfect and you're not focusing on the beingness and how you're feeling when you have these people over with you and you're enjoying the time spent with them, you're all up in your head, right? And you're thinking, okay, well, that's great. Like, I've got everything prepared. Everyone's coming over. We're going to have a really great time. But then instead of just calming down and allowing yourself to experience what you've created, the space you've created, your brain continues to be on that perfection level of, are you okay now? Like, as I'm hosting, are you okay now? Can I get you anything? Can I do anything for you? Right? That doingness is still consistent, right? It didn't actually change or become different now that you're in the moment that you've been preparing for, right? You're still in that mode because you haven't given yourself the permission to just slow down and be with the people that you want to be with. So this year, I'd like you to really keep that cognizant for yourself, that you are imperfect, that everyone is imperfect. In fact, there is no such thing as perfect. There's no such thing as the perfect holidays, and there's no picture perfect moment, right? Oftentimes we see these Hallmark movies, right? And the beautiful, magical moments where the snow is falling and, you know, the family is all gathered around and everyone's acting so nice to one another and everyone's so happy and smiling and maybe the fire is going and they've got like coffee or hot chocolate in their hands and it's just so heartwarming and so beautiful and so fucking fake. That's not the real thing, right? Like, that's not real. But we romanticize it, right? And we think that there is this perfect Christmas or holiday season. And then it drives us nuts. And then, of course, because we're in that thought, that false thought that there is a perfect Christmas or holiday season, then it drives us crazy. And there's no way in that energy that we can be the vibrational match to abundance and abundant holidays, right? Because we're so in like, oh, la, la, we're trying to create the perfect whatever that doesn't exist. And so that energy is just going to attract also frazzled energy, right? And you know, when you go to, oh man, like a party or a family dinner, right? And the hostess is just really in it, right? Like maybe she's behind or whatever, right? And she's frazzled. You can tell, right? You can see the energy. And as much as you want to help that person out, right? You're often, their energy makes you frazzled, right? Because it's so easy for us to kind of meld into the biggest energy in the room. And when we are in that space ourselves, then we create more of it, right? Law of attraction says that our energy is going to attract more of that, right? And again, the biggest energy in the room, if we are not centered and in that space of being that brings peace and joy and love and contentment, it is very easy for us to get sucked into the energy of anything else other than that, right? So really allowing yourself this holiday season to move out of all of that, right? All of that false perfectionism, all of that chaos, right? And move into this slowness, into this beingness, into the intention of how I want to feel this holiday season. And when you become that, when you are that energy, just like the chaos energy, you, if your energy is the biggest energy in the room, right? You are going to help others, invite them into your peace, your centeredness, your state of being, as opposed to the perfection chaos that can be swirling around us, right?
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.